And finally, our Gene of the Month is the hollow-sounding Tin Man, whimsically named after the character in The Wizard of Oz, who's rather lacking in the heart department. Tin Man was first discovered in the late 1980s by Dr. Rolf Bodmer, who discovered a gene that was particularly active in the tiny dorsal vessels of fruit flies. That's the insect equivalent of a heart. Unfortunate fruit fly embryos with a faulty version of the gene lack a dorsal vessel and obviously don't get very far in life. Over the following years, researchers discovered the mammalian version of the gene, which was given the rather less whimsical name of NKX2-5. Mice lacking this gene in their heart cells have several problems, including cardiomyopathy, that's problems with the heart muscle, and problems with keeping a regular heartbeat. These symptoms were familiar to cardiologists dealing with families with a strong history of heart defects and sudden heart attacks at a young age. And in 2004, researchers discovered that these families are afflicted by inherited faults in the human version of Tin Man. Scientists are now taking this discovery forwards by trying to develop drugs that target some of the molecular pathways that Tin Man's involved in, which could help people with heart disease in the future. That's all for now. I'll be back again next month with a walk on the weirder side of genetics, looking at synthetic DNA and experimental evolution. If you've got any questions or feedback, just email me at genetics@thenakedscientist.com. You can also get in touch through the main Naked Scientist Facebook page, that's nakedscientist.com/Facebook, or by tweeting at Naked Genetics. Don't forget that every episode of the Naked Genetics podcast is available on iTunes or online at nakedscientist.com/genetics. The Naked Genetics podcast has been brought to you in association with the Genetics Society, online at genetics.org.uk. I'll see you next month for another peek inside your genes.